let's take a look at how we do all this stuff in SPSS. The first thing I want to call your attention to is the boldface on the bottom of the first page. Keep in mind, the point here is not that you should use regression instead of ANOVA. That has actually been an attempt by some of the regression folks two or three times since the mid-50s to completely do away with ANOVA and do everything in regression. The outgrowth of that argument is a thing called the general linear model package that's in SPSS and SAS and most of the others. But the idea is not that you should use regression instead of ANOVA. This is just the first step in learning how to incorporate qualitative variables into regression analyses. I'm trying to show you that we can get the same results treating a binary variable and a multiple category variable in regression as we get when we stick it into ANOVA. This is just supposed to be a quick demonstration and some comfort that the process is going to work when we apply it in more complicated settings. So here's a simple ANOVA. This is looking at the reptile quality of stores that either have separate or not separate reptile departments. We get a mean difference of about 3.3, which is statistically significantly different. Now, this was originally coded as binary coding. You can see here group 1 and group 2. Now what we're going to do is put exactly that same variable into a multiple regression. Okay? Just that binary unicoded variable, just plug it right in. Notice, if you will, that the F-test of the R-square is exactly the same as the F-test of the mean difference, because the model captures the mean difference in the form of a regression. If we look at the regression weights, the constant isn't going to mean much to us, because this is the expected value of reptile quality when the predictor equals zero. We don't have any zero. We've got 1 and 2. So this tells us all about somebody that we don't have. And that's the downside of unit coding. Notice, if you will, though, that the regression weight captures the mean difference between the groups, just like we said it was. That positive regression weight of 3.33 means that as the type of reptile department increases by 1, going from not separate to separate, the mean goes up by 3.33. It does! How are we doing? So again, this is just comfort. When you stick it into a regression, you get the same thing that you get when you stick it into ANOVA, which is the way it should be. Now we're going to use it, and we're going to make a dummy code. So in a syntax window, I wrote an if statement. There's lots of ways to do this. You can do it with recode. I really don't care how you do it. I will show you different ways at different times. So if repdep equals 1, repdep dumb equals 0. If repdep equals 2, repdep dumb equals 1. Now notice, I wanted to make with separate the treatment group. Let's go back to this. I wanted to make those with separate departments the treatment group, the target group. I have to do that myself. Because if I feed this into SPSS, it's going to make the higher coded group the comparison group. You with me? So I took over, wrote a couple of if statements, plug those into the multiple regression, and notice I get exactly the same R square and exactly the same F test, because it's the same groups with the same means on the same criterion variable, just with a different coding. So the model's the same, but the details of the model are different. Now the constant gives me the mean of the comparison group. The not separate group had a mean of 4. The regression weight gives me the mean difference between the groups, still 3.33. So unit coding and dummy coding give me exactly the same regression weight, because I only have one mean difference between two groups. The dummy coding has the advantage that I now know the means of all the groups. The comparison group, which is not separate, has a mean of 4. The separate group, which has a mean of 3.33 more than 4, has a mean of 7.33. So I get everything out of this regression that I get out of the ANOVA because I used a dummy code. instead of a unit code. Effect code. I made not separate the comparison group, so it's coded negative 1. I made separate the target group, same R-square, same F, same model, just with a different specification. Now, we see that the grand mean, which is carried by the constant, is 5.667. Go back to the top page. There it is. And now, the regression weight tells us the difference between the group coded 1, which is the separate reptile departments, and the grand mean. So you take the grand mean and go up 1.667, and you get to 7.33. So all the information's there. It's just not in as convenient a form as the dummy code. The dummy code's sweet. Gives us the mean of one group, the mean difference to get to the other group. Grand mean and difference from the grand mean, not as interesting. Not as strongly tied to our research hypotheses.